High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company, Community Medical Center, Dr. Chick James, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Lifetime Vision Center, Runza, Stat Brothers, Consolidated Grain and Barge, FNM Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, MERS Farm Equipment, and Din's Country Meat.
Good evening, everybody, from Hampton, Nebraska, the home of the Hawks. It's time for Class D2 Boys District Basketball Finals action tonight on KTNC. Falls City Sacred Heart coming into the ballgame. 16 wins and 7 losses on the year, ranked number 6 in Class D2, taking on the Medicine Valley squad from Curtis, Nebraska. Medicine Valley coming in with a record of 14 wins and 8 losses on the season. And we're about halfway between the two schools there in Hampton. And what a, there's a brand new gym. And I mean, it's a beauty. It is a fantastic facility here. They built in Hampton, drove around Hampton a little bit before we got here. And what a really nice looking small community in the center part of Nebraska. So, couldn't have asked for a much better day to travel. It's a nice outside and decent in here, and we'll see who comes away with the ticket to the state tournament in Ponca when we wrap this one up tonight around 7:30. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and give you a look at the starting lineups and some of the numbers for the ball game on KTNC.
Stat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Stat Brothers of Falls City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Stat Brothers of Falls City with mom-approved bathrooms. Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Falls City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Din's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Din's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Din's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Din's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to Hampton High School, where we are getting ready for this D2 district final. Sacred Heart is coming in here with a 16-7 mark on the season. They came through their sub-district with wins. They knocked off Pawnee City and then Sterling to get here. Sacred Heart tonight, Coach Doug Gold scored with the 5 starters that he's been going with the last month or so since the injuries got all healed up. Jacob Jordan, a 5'10" junior at the point, averaging 8 points per game for the Irish. Jake Preschel is a 5'10" junior, averaging 6.3 points per game on the season for Sacred Heart. Kyle Bound is a 6'1" senior. He's averaging 3.1 points and 4.2 rebounds per game since he returned from a broken hand. Jack Fingler averaging 13.8 points and 7.6 rebounds, a 6'3" senior. The leading scorer and rebounder for Sagan and for the fifth starter, Bergen Knox, who don't really come on late, 6'3" junior, 10.3 points per game, 5.8 rebounds per game, and knocking down three-point shots, that's better than 40% on the season for Sagan Hart. That is a look at your starting five for the Irish tonight. For Medicine Valley, coach Jason Meyer, he with a 6'3" junior, Hudson Stout, averaging 9.2 points per game. 6'3" sophomore Hayden Kramer, he averages 18.2 points per game on the season for the squad for Medicine Valley. Joe Brown is a 5'9" sophomore, averaging 4.2 points per game. Blaine Lenz is a 6'2" junior. He averages 5.6 points per game on the season for Medicine Valley. And Sebastian Kramer, 6'2" junior, averages 9.3 rebounds per contest on the season for Medicine Valley. So Medicine Valley, they are the visitors. They're dressed in red with white and blue trim. The Irish home team dressed in a white and the Kelly Green trim here again tonight. We are in Hampton, Nebraska, and the Irish looking to punch their ticket to the state tournament for a fourth consecutive year here tonight. St. Hart, Class D2, has won two out of the last three state titles in Class D2. Some more of a challenge this year. If they win, it would be their 23rd state tournament appearance and their 19th under St. Hart coach Doug Jones. So the two teams went over to the benches for the final instructions from their coaches, the introductions, and all that good stuff coming up here in just the next few minutes tonight here on KTNC. And we're going to start with the national anthem, and they're going to play it over a sound system. So while they are doing that, we'll take one more two-minute timeout and be back on KTNC.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Nebraska. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And there we have the complete show, national anthem here at the Hampton High School Gymnasium tonight. As we get set to go, they're going to introduce all of the non-starters as well as a starter for tonight's ball game. So while they are doing that, let's give me a chance to tell you some of the other stuff that's going to be going on here this week. Coming up about an hour from now, over on Super Station, Sunday 101.3, it will be the Auburn Bulldogs in action in a Class C1 district final against Boone Central. That game on Sunday 101.3 tonight. Boone Central, out of Albion, taking on the number one ranked and the number one seeded Auburn Bulldogs tonight on Sunday 101.3. Tomorrow night on Sunday, it will be the Mound City Panther Boys taking on the Stanbury Bulldogs. That will be a 6 o'clock ball game tomorrow evening on Sunday 101.3. That is a regional for the Panthers. They will host that game tomorrow night with Stanbury. And if they win that, it's called sectionals. If they win that ball game, then they do want to play somewhere against somebody on Friday night. And hopefully we can have that one here as well. I believe we can. If the Irish or the Panthers get a win tomorrow night. Wednesday, state tournament basketball action. Lincoln for the girls. The Syracuse. Oh, they're there too. The Sterling Jets will be in action Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. against Upper St. Francis. That game on Sunday 101.3. Along with Crossley City, they're taking on Maywood Hayes Center at 4 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, also on Sunday 101.3. So that is where we are at for now. And then we'll see how the boys' tournaments play out next week around district final night, D2. Number one, Mullen, taking on Hay Spring. Number two, St. Mary's, taking on Silver Lake. Number three, Hunter St. Francis, taking on Elgin. Pope Tubbs and Public and Pope John. The Irish beat the Friars in the championship game last year, if you remember. Number four, Parkview Christian, ranked second. They take on Del Rodell tonight. That game, again, Del Rodell and Parkview Christian. Number five seed, Loomis takes on Potter Dix tonight. The Irish are taking on Medicine Valley. And number eight seed, Osceola, takes on number nine seed, Paxton tonight in the other D2 district final. So we've got everybody introduced to the crowd on hand. Oh, we don't get the Irish turners to go yet. Medicine Valley's got a good following here. The Irish, they're still trickling in. It's not a, certainly not a bad fall as far as it is out here on a Monday. With the girls' team going to the state tournament in 2 days, it's a little tougher to get all your travel plans arranged at this time of the year when you got everybody going in different directions on different days. So here we go, about ready to get this one underway tonight at Hampton High School. I'm John Nixon, along with our two in here, Aaron Lewison. And we're set to go. Teams are introduced, and the Raiders come out first, dressed in the red. Stepping into the center circle is going to be Hayden Kramer, a 6'3" sophomore. Kramer, I believe, the leading scorer, if I look at my numbers. He had 18.2 a game, just a sophomore. Stepping in for the Irish will be Jack Figner. The Irish will go left to right as we look at it toward the west bucket here in the first half today. And here's the tip. And the Raiders end up controlling it on the second tip, but it is stolen away by the Irish. It goes to Freshall. Jake with the top of the key looking over at the Fallon. Now to Figner on the left wing. Back out to Freshall. Down low on the baseline, knocked it back to Figner for three. There is a net on the net for Jack Figner to start the ball game for the Irish. So a great start for Sacred Heart. Coming up the floor with it, Joe Brown. Brown will hand it off to Sebastian Kramer. Kramer, 6'2 junior. Big young man looks tripped, and he goes around Jordan. Loose ball. Threshold, the breakaway layup at the other end, and the Irish are up quickly. 5-0, 40 seconds into the ball game. All right, here we come back. Medicine Valley. Doug Goff, I talked to him over the weekend, had legitimate concerns about this team. So here we go with the basketball now. Kramer fell down, lost the ball. Again, Preschel seals it away, and it's grabbed up from him, and he's sitting on the floor by Sebastian Kramer. And now it goes back to Hayden Kramer. Hayden Kramer with it, back again, thinking about a wall, and instead passes it down on the right block. And a turnaround off that block on the right side, Hudson Stout, up and in, it's a 5-2 game. Pressure shown, but the Irish easily break it to the front. Preschel to Jordan out between the circles, bounce pass to Preschel. Right side, Jake moves in, down to Knoxville. Knoxville, one dribble in, the ballot, his pass is tripped. Stolen away, and the other way will be Hudson Stout. He'll stop in front of the Irish bench and wait for the rest of his team, and now work it off to Kramer. Out top with it will be Wayne Wins. Inside the pass goes, intended for Hudson Stout, off his fingers, out of bounds, a turnover by the Raiders. Bring the ball in to Jacob Jordan, junior point to the Irish. Moving up the right side to the front court now. Keeps the dribble. It's token pressure. Zone defense here by the Raiders now. Preschel moves up. Leaves it to Powell. Off the left side finger. Same spot. Dribbles. Baseline. Cut off. Back out to Bowman. Bowman on the right side. Out top Jordan. Around to Preschel. Bounce pass down to Knoxville. They close up on him in a hurry. Now back he goes. Jordan through the paint. Gives the ball off. Figner up and short. They now got a piece left. Knocked the goal with the offensive rebound. And the putback for Sacred Heart. To the front, Joe Brown to the basketball. Ahead now to Hayden Kramer. Cut off on the baseline by Knoxville. Spin, put his head down, and gets called for traveling. Traveling the call, and it will be Irish basketball. Knoxville into Jordan. Jordan walking it up the front. Kind of daring him to come get into that corner, but they let him go to the front court. No trap. Jacob moves to the middle of the floor now, off the right side to Preschel. Preschel to the free throw line, leaves it back. Jordan, three ball, right circle. On the rim, no, and the rebound grabbed up by Elaine Lenz. Lenz with the board. He will get it out of there. Off the front now with it is going to be Sebastian Kramer. Now a lob inside. Nice high catch and a bucket off the glass. Good for Hudson Stout. He's got four. And now we'll come the other way. Irish ball in the middle. Finger left side. Knoxville moves in. Lets the defender get in the air. Garner comes down on his back. Takes a little run to shoot the first two free throws of the ball game. 4:40 to go in first quarter, 7-4, Sacred Heart. Foul will be on Sebastian Kramer, his first of the ball game, first foul of the contest. Knock the free throw up is no good. Knocked it up on the season for the Irish, a 67.9% free throw. Coming up with another one, it's up, and it rims out of there, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Hayden Kramer. Kramer will give it to Brown, and Joe comes to the front court with the basketball. Brown to the left side, he'll give the ball up there for Hayden Kramer. Back out to the top, now to Wayne Lenz. Lenz looking for help, and his pass knocked away by Preschel, but it gets to Brown. And now over on the right side and skipping across, it's going to be in the hands of Hayden Kramer for three. Way off the mark, hit the square up above the back, above the rim. Rebound to Jordan. He heads up the floor in a hurry. Turns around, pass inside, and no free throw, not a free throw. Shot, point blank, missed by Figner underneath. And it's going to be a foul on the rebound on Jack Figner trying to get the ball back. A little frustrated that he missed that one. Into the game for the Raiders comes Caden Bonini. Bonini, a 5'10 senior. He averages nearly 6 points a game on the season for the Raiders. Up the floor, they give the ball on the left side. Back out to the top now, working around the perimeter of the Irish man-to-man defense. Brown with it, back out to the top to Sebastian Kramer. Bonini on the left side and gives the ball up, and now swing it around to the right side, elbow. Into the hand of Sebastian Kramer, back to the top to Brown. Good defense here by the Irish, playing that man-to-man. No easy pass, it's ball loose, and it's controlled by the Raiders. And it's to Brown, now on the right sideline. Way out, Bonini Inside, he goes on a high arcing pass, catching a shot up and good for Aiden Fair. And it's a one-point ball game, 7-6. Up the board comes Jordan. Into the middle. Half the right side to Preschel. Jake back out to Jordan. Looks left. Now back right side, Preschel. Preschel off the left side, Jordan. Down to Nocio on the baseline. Spins, 10-footer, no. Ballard had it, lost it. Rebound, Preschel up. It won't go. Rebound, Nocio. And it's out of bounds off all the Raiders. So the Irish couldn't connect there a couple of times. Figure going to check out of the ball game. In comes Evan Keithley. Jordan will lob into Fountain. Free throw lane. Over to Keithley for three. Left-hander. Boy, that's easy, huh? Kirk says, get up off the bench and get in there. Play 2 seconds. You fire up a three and you drill it. 10-6. Sacred Heart with the lead. 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Out top with the basketball now to Hudson Stout. Underneath, knocked it away, stolen it. Jordan on the run the other way, all the way to the hole, right hand, left side. He got her to go. So Jacob Jordan gets it to go. Sorry, that crowd's getting a little loud. It's really a loud gym here. 2:13 to go. First quarter, 12-6, Sagar. Knocked away and steal by Bauman. Away he goes to Jordan again. Jacob coming up the left side. Pulls up now, pass right side to Preschel. 1:58 to go. Jordan off the left side. It's going to be Keithley back to Jordan. A long three. No. Knock go the rebound. Knock go up. No. Rebound. Brought down by Kramer. Now here come the Irish on defense now. Back the other way to the Raiders. Bonini on the right side of the basketball. He'll come out top, swing the ball around. Inside it goes now to Hudson South. He'll give the ball to Brown over Bonini, works into the paint, fires it up. No, a whistle and a foul called on the Irish here. And be more opposite the scorer table. A foul on Nocio will put Bonini at the free throw line to shoot a pair here. Free throw on the way is up, and it is good for Keaton Bonini. Joe Simon checks into the ball game for the Irish, a 6'3 freshman. Kramer also back in. Allen Inocule set. Free throw up, rattles out, no good. Rebound, touch last by Figger. The Raiders have it, and Figner knocked it out of their hands. Figner arguing his case, saying, I didn't touch it. Referee says, yes, you did. Inbound to the ball. Hayden Kramer gets it in. Now Brown, free throw line. Left side, three ball up, off the mark. No good by Sebastian Kramer. Rebound, Figner. Figner to Jordan in the middle of the midcourt circle. Front court. It's going to be Figner, and he lost the handle on it and just called for a double dribble. And I don't know if Dick Dolitz is upset with a double dribble or where he got the ball in a bad spot. I think that was part of it that time. Sam Dunn checks in. The Irish going to show some backcourt pressure here as Keithley and Dunn. Keithley knocks the pass away up into the Sagard bench, and it will remain Raider ball with a minute to go in the first quarter. 12-7, Sagard with a lead. It was 7-6. Not so very long ago, Brown with it. Moving left, guarded by Dunn, gets the ball out to Bonini. Caden Bonini drives the baseline, up and under, no. Rebound brought down by Evan Keithley. Out of there to Jordan. Jacob on the left side, looking up the floor, cross court and out of Dunn. Ian Jordan, play catch, out top, left side. Keithley, up, strong, and the rebound is grabbed by Hudson Stout. Stout with a rebound, and he'll give the ball to Brown. Around to the front court on the left side. Picks up in a dribble. Dunn all over and gets it away to Bonini. 21 seconds on the clock. Bonini drives to the paint. Down the lane. Partially tipped. Spineman ends up with the basketball for Sacred Heart. 12 on the clock. Front court Jordan. Looking. Gets it away to Dunn with 8. Back to Jordan. Back to Dunn. Left side Keithley. hard catch. The ball tipped away by Raiders. They throw it the length of the court, and boy, that was an eyelash of banking in at the buzzer for Sebastian Kramer. But after one, Xavier 12, Medicine Valley 7. Back in 1 minute on TTNC.
Smiles light up our lives. Keep your smile healthy and beautiful. For high-quality family dentistry at an affordable price, call Dr. Chick James, your dental health care provider at 2107 Stone in Fall City. We all want the best for our families, and taking care of our teeth keeps us healthy and gives us high self-esteem. For regular dental checkups to orthodontic services, call the Family Dental Office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's Raiders basketball here in the D2 District Final to start the second quarter. 12-7 to Shane Hart, and Freshel knocks the ball away from Joe Brown on the baseline. Shane Hart was starting five in there. The Raiders have Hayden Kramer to inbound the basketball. He averages 18.5 points a game. He'll bring it into the right side for Bonini, who starts the second quarter. Out top to Brown. Brown nearly walked with it. Gets the ball away to Sebastian Kramer. Looking. Shea Hart zoned up now. And a bad pass. Wide of the mark. And it goes to the Irish bench. And the Irish get the turnover here. So now the Raiders showing some pressure. Ballin fires cross court to Freshel. Back to Jordan. And now back up the floor we go. Ahead to Freshel. In the paint. Down to an octagon. 12 footer on the rim. No, and a rebound by Hayden Kramer. Kramer up the floor with the basketball now. Moving forward. Gets the ball off. And now back we go the other way. Bonini down to the right side to Brown. Brown with the basketball. Looking. Inside. He goes with it to Hudson Stout. Turn around. Up. No. Alma with a rebound for the Irish. Away to Freshel. Coming up the floor. Bonini pushes him and chases him all the way up. Now Jordan. Back to Freshel. Back to Jordan. Back to Freshel. Over to Figner. Figner. Left side. Three ball from the elbow. Got it. His second long ball of the ball game. And the Irish keep the lead here. Now coming up the floor on the right side of the basketball. It's going to be a Raider ball. Down 15-7. A pass. Oh, nice pass over the top of the defense. Into Brown by Bonini. Can't connect. And a foul on the putback attempt to be called on Ballin, I believe. Kyle Ballin called for his first foul. Team foul number two of the ball game against Saban Hart. At the line, Hudson Stout with 4 points in the ball game. Free throw up. It is good. 15-8, 6:32 to go. Freshel out, done back in for the Irish. Bonini will sit down now for the moment for Medicine Valley, replacing there by Wayne Lenz. Free throw is no good. And a rebound grab by Figner. Figner up the floor. Jordan. Jacob on the right side gives the ball to Dunn. Dunn back to Jordan. Jacob, free throw line, off to Sam Dunn in the middle to foul him. He's got a crowd back out to Jordan. And now over, it's Dunn on the right side. Bounce pass down to Knoxville. That was pass in a bad spot. Knoxville ended up stepping out of bounds, but he just had no chance. Pass was just wide of the mark and so far out, he had to lean up to get it. And it will be Raider basketball. To the front court, Sebastian Kramer with it. Off the left side to Hayden Kramer. Hayden Kramer backing up. He's guarded by Knoxville. His pass tipped by Knoxville. It goes to Ballin. And here comes Jordan to the front for the Irish. 15-8, Sagan Hart. Now Ballin, left baseline. Now Sagan for three on the rim. No. Tapped out by Knoxville. It goes out to Figner. Knoxville will get that rebound. Figner, same spot. Down to Ballin. Inside, knock your free throw circle, spin, shoot, bank, no, rebound, grab by Hayden Kramer. Hayden Kramer coming up the floor, gives the ball away to Sebastian Kramer. Over to Hayden on the left side. Moving the ball right now, back left. Goes forward, drives in, stripped by Jacob Jordan. Jordan up the floor, here he comes. 3-on-2, ahead it goes to Figner, left is good on the left side. Figner with the bucket, Jordan with the steal and the assist at the other end. 5 minutes to go, first half, the Irish up by 9. Here's a drive and a push foul called on Noctegal. Trying to get to the hoop was Hayden Kramer. Noctegal put his hand out to check him and got called his hand in the cookie jar that time. Joe Simon will come in, and also in now will be Freshel again. Docky will sit, Jacob Jordan will sit for the Irish. Now the ball comes in to Wayne Lynn. Out top he goes, a bank shot for three for Sebastian Kramer, won't go. Rebound to Figner. To Dunn, back to Figner, back to Dunn, stops Figner between the circles. Right side with it. Freshel bounce pass down into Simon, and he didn't make the catch, or he'd have a layup there. Surprised him a little bit with that pass, I think, and just didn't get the handle on it. So it will be Raider ball. St. Hart's showing a little poke and pressure. He's going to take that off, and Sebastian Kramer to the front court. Off the right side with it to Brown, and now back to Sebastian Kramer. Looking down low, Lenz trying to post up on Simon. That's a battle down there. Pass to the right to Brown. Pass up to three. Goes in. Decided he was going to throw one up there. Jack Figner just swatted out on First Street in downtown Hampton. Figner with the block. It will be a Raider ball for the baseline. Down to Brown inside. A pass out too strong. And the Raiders, they saved it somehow. Doug Gold says, no, I don't think that was the right call. I would have to look at it again to tell you for sure. I'll go to the official. Doug Gold still chatting with him. The player went backcourt. I don't know that he established position in the front before he grabbed it. But the Raiders threw the ball away anyway on the side right in front of the Irish bench. And we got a timeout called by the Raiders. Halfway through quarter number two, the Irish lead 17-8. Back in 30 seconds on PTNC.
Merce Farm Equipment in Falls City has a full lineup of proven Bobcat equipment helping you power through the most challenging jobs and the toughest projects to get more done every day. Stop in to demo the latest in compact equipment. Our dedicated staff of factory-trained technicians are here to provide the regular service that keeps your equipment running strong. Merce Farm Equipment in Falls City is proud to be your authorized Bobcat dealer.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to Hampton, Nebraska. State Guard basketball, 3:55 to go in the first half. The Irish up by 9. Front court, Figner. Drills up, double teamed, off the bounce, back to Figner. Left side of the key, out top, Jordan. Left side elbow, now into Simon. And the ball sipped away on the entry. Out of bounds. So Jacob Jordan will inbound. St. Hart lines up sideline to sideline along the baseline. Lob it into Bauman. And did he walk? No, he got it away to Jacob Jordan before he came back to the ground. Over to Figner, over to Jordan. Driving into the paint, jump stop in the middle, gets it out top. Freshel for three on the rim. Up, no good. The rebound is picked up by Lenz. Lenz up the floor with the pass. He got the rebound, the outlet to his teammate, and Jacob Jordan, who gets called for his first foul. Team fouls are five now on the Irish, and one on the Raiders. Here we go, the left side, Hayden Kramer. He has 5 points, or 2 points in the ball game so far. 16 below his average. Joe Brown, right side to the free throw line, needs help. He's the smallest guy on the floor. Now he'll give it to Hayden Kramer. He'll drive, he'll miss off the glass. Rebound loose. Pressel's got it. Had it lost, he got it back. And Jake will bringing himself up the floor now, around the back and over to Jacob Jordan, now to Figner. Figner dribbles down, throws it inside to Bauman, backs in, shot rejected, nice play by Hayden Kramer. And now here come the Raiders the other way, Hayden Kramer with the left side. Lobs it for a backdoor play, Lenz with the catch, and a block by Simon. He takes it away. He gives the ball to Jordan. Coming up the left side, he goes, and now back over to Freshel, and back to Jordan. Jacob Jordan right in front of the bench for the Medicine Valley Raiders. Jordan, left side, passes off, gets it right back. Now to the high post between the circles. Freshel dribbles down, needs help, gets it away to Jordan again. Jacob into the paint, floats it off the glass. No, rebound. Bauman throws it out to his teammate on the side, and now it's Freshel again. 15-footer left side is good. Nice job there by the Irish, keeping on the offensive glass. Up now, 11-19-8. 11 is their biggest lead of the ball game. Get away, Brown, taken away by Freshel. Freshel heads up the floor. Kicks three on Wallen over to Jordan. Layup is good. Jordan now with 4 points in the game. And another knock away from behind by Jacob Jordan. Oh, no, they call a foul on him. All right. Jordan will sit down now with two fouls with a minute 22 to go in the half. The Irish defense has been very quick. They're extremely quick hand. I'm not sure Medicine Valley maybe has seen this quickness. They're a pretty good team, but the Irish are really having their way with steals here in this first half. On the right side with the basketball, Hudson Stout out top to Kramer. And a three-pointer up, no good by Hayden Kramer. Rebound ends up in the hands of the Irish, Kyle Bauman. Ahead to Keithley over the top. Layup is good. Keithley with five. The Irish are up by 15 now. To the front court on the left side with it. Hayden Kramer out to the top now with Hudson Stout. Right side drive and a layup is good. Right side by Sebastian Kramer. 23-10, the Irish lead it now. To the middle. It's going to be right side now. Keithley out top to Freshel. 30 seconds to go and a half. The Irish by 13. Doug Gold says pull it out, get one. Freshel will stand near midcourt over the figure. Back to Freshel. They'll play catch. He'll come right side to Keithley this time. Zone defense again by the Raiders. Now up the floor with it. He'll go over to Bauman with 10 on the clock. Back to Freshel. Up the floor. Keithley. And now a lob inside. Figner the catch on the alley-oop and can't connect. And now a three-quarter court shot. No good. After one half of play, it's Fall City's Sacred Heart 23. And the Medicine Valley Raiders 10. The Irish hold the Raiders to one field goal or free throw in the second quarter. 23-10, our halftime score. We'll be back with the scoring after this two-minute break on KTNC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
I'm Andy Armbruster, and I have a lot of great reasons for you to bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep vehicle to Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City for service. Our factory-trained technicians have the tools and experience to protect your investment. And we understand your busy schedule, so for your convenience, we'll pick up and deliver your vehicle. So for your next service or repair, bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep to Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City.
I'm John Martin, a native of Falls City and an active community member. Community Medical Center, Family Medicine Clinic, and Falls City Family Practice are promoting health and wellness, and one important screening a person should have is a colonoscopy. Personally, I've had more than one. That's why I'm speaking out. With the professional help of my provider, Dr. Alan Tram, I had the screening and the preventative care needed. My message, please talk to your health care provider about a colonoscopy. Be proactive. It could save your life.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to halftime at Hampton, Nebraska, home of the Hawks. Our scoring recap of the first half brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial, C.J. Cartage, Arm Connect, and Auburn, the Weston Witt in Falls City. A six-yard jump to a 12-7 lead in the first quarter. Madison Valley has never had the lead. They had it cut to 7-6 at one point, and that was as close as it got in that first quarter. Next thing you know, the Irish are up 15-7, and their biggest lead has been 15 points in the first half. Right now, they're up by 13. Madison Valley led by Hudson Stout. I've got him at 5 points. Hayden Kramer, their leading scorer, at 18.5 a game on the season, held to 2 so far tonight. Sebastian Kramer has 2, and Caden Bonini has 1 at the free throw line, obviously. The Raiders are 2-for-4 at the free throw line. For Saban Hart in the first half, they are led by Jack Bigner. Couple of three balls. He has 8 points in the first half. Evan Keeley had 5. He keeps the bench and hit a 3-point shot in about 4 seconds of getting in the ball game there. 4 points for Jacob Jordan, 4 points for Jake Freshel, and 2 for Brogan Nockel. The Irish are 0-for-2 at the free throw line. They've not got to the line but those 2 times and could not connect in the first half, and that's where we sit. At halftime, 23-10, the Irish with the lead. Our scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial, C.J. Cartage, Arm Connect in Auburn, or Weston Witt in Falls City. Right now, we'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll check in with the weather, see if we can keep this beautiful weather we had today and go on our next couple of weeks, it looks like, hopefully. Then we're back with the second half action in just a few minutes on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Boston superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Stat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Fat Brothers of Falls City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Fat Brothers of Falls City with mom-approved bathrooms. Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
This is your good time oldie station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Derek Dolman. Clear skies and dry weather prevail across the region for tonight, with the low dropping into the mid-20s. As we do move into your Tuesday, we'll see plenty of sunshine, highs around 61 degrees with breezy south winds at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Tuesday night, remaining clear, lows bottom off to around 30 degrees with sunshine returning for your Wednesday and a high temperature at around 64. On Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows around 31 with sunny skies for your Thursday and a high temperature pushing up into the mid-60s. By Thursday night, cloud cover builds in across the area. Lows fall down to around 36 degrees with a few clouds here for your Friday, otherwise mainly sunny and a high near 60. Finally, for Saturday, mostly sunny. That's your forecast on KTNC. Right now, 44.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Fall City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders to quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
23-10 at halftime, Fall City's safe at heart, 16 minutes away from punching that ticket to the state tournament next week, starting on Wednesday. It looks like if the Irish hold on here today and if they advance, they would probably be a 7 seed. And they play the same schedule as the girls are going to play this week. The girls are the 2 seed. They play at 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. You hear that on Sunday 101.3. And if the Irish are the 7 seed, they would probably be the 7 seed as well. They'll play at 4 o'clock next Wednesday as well. But we got a ways to go here. The Raiders are 14-8. They're an athletic-looking bunch. So far, they've only had 5 defenses. Not shot the ball real well and have had trouble against the Irish defense. I think the Irish quickness, especially the quickness of the Irish hands on defense, I think is what's given the Raiders some of those fits here so far. They come dribbling up on the Irish Cup, knocked away from behind, knocked away in front. So it's St. Hart basketball. Jacob Jordan in the backcourt will come up the floor. And the Raiders are going to play 2-1-2 zone. All right, right side. Fallon. Jordan underneath. A catch. And it's spun out for an octagon. The alley oop knocked. How did it not go in? I do not know. But it didn't. And it's out of bounds off the Raiders. So Jacob Jordan will inbound. Left wing, Freshel, back to Jordan. Back out top, Freshel in the paint, floats it, nails it. Jake Freshel with his second third hoop of the ball game. Now has 6 points in the ball game for the Irish. And that's their biggest lead of the game at 15. Hudson Stout off the right side to Joe Brown. Trying to get it in down low and drive in, blocked by Knoxville. The shot put up by Hayden Kramer. Off the floor quickly will be Frazier. He'll leave it to that's going to be Nautical for three. Up, no good. A rebound. Fountain up there strapping for the ball with Sebastian Kramer. Kramer thought he had it, and he loses it out of bounds when Fountain gets in there and knocks it away. Jacob Jordan lobs it in. Caught by Figner. Out top, Frazier down the lane. Again, we lost that one. And it's taken away, pushed by Nautical, ends up to Jordan. There's that quickness again. Jordan for three, no, tipped by Nautical. Brown will control for the Raiders now. While the Raiders have pretty good height, the Irish are out jumping. They're knocked away by Bauman, ahead to Jacob Jordan. Three on one to Figner, layup, left side, good. Figner and double figures with 10. Another Jacob Jordan rebound of the Irish up 27-10. Up the floor quickly, the Irish go the other way. Now Joe Brown with it. Joe looking, and we have a hook foul on the defense on Safe and Hart. I think Knoxville, it is. Brogan called for his second foul. First foul at. No, that's his third, excuse me. Inside of the baseline, and there's a nice move by Hayden Kramer. He now has 4 points in the ballgame, so Nautical has three fouls now, not two, excuse me. Nautical inside, Bauman for three, missed wide of all of it. Kyle Bauman walks down the floor, Jacob Jordan walks over to him with a very interesting smile on his face, going, what was that? And Kyle walks down the floor, kind of, he's a sheepish grin, going, yeah, it's probably a little out of my range. Joe Brown up the floor, free throw circle, leaves over on the left side to Hudson Stout. Down low, and Figner with the steal. Ahead to Jordan on the right side. Jordan up in the free throw area, turned back to Figner, top of the key. Back to Jordan on the left side. Jake will dribble to the top, now off to Jake Freshel. Looks inside for Nautical, free throw line, out to Figner, fake to three. Drives up, passes across the lane, and Freshel pushes in too long on the left side. Little three-footer up over the top, and timeout called by the Raiders. They're down by 17. We're back in 30 seconds on GTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, 5:24 to go in the third. The Irish lead 29-12 over the Raiders. The Raiders can make something good happen here in really short order. But right, it's starting to look, remind me a little bit of last year out of Cozad with the Irish. That was a major runaway in that ball game. But if the Raiders can't get something going quick here, it could turn into that as well. Brown with a basketball. Up the floor comes the guard. Sophomore up the left side. Into the game, Caden Bonini. Inside it goes, and a rebound by Joe Simon, who just checked into the game again. And now here come the Irish the other way. Figner, left side of the circle, cross court. Freshel into the middle. Pass down to the baseline. Now back out to Jordan from Bauman. Figner at the elbow, back to Jordan. Jordan to the free throw line. Up and good. Jacob Jordan with six. Nice little move there, and the Irish are up now by 19. To the front court, Joe Brown with it off the right side with the ball. The Hudson Stout goes inside, and Figner playing in front of the Raider. Gets whistled for the foul. Doug Bolt says, what was he doing? The referee says he indicated he was grabbing him by the pants, which if you're playing in front, that's hard to do. Well, the ball comes into Brown on the right side, leaned between two defenders, and Joe Simon blocks the three-point attempt by Sebastian Kramer. He got it back, followed up, missed it. Figner got the rebound and stepped out of bounds. but it's probably out of bounds when he came down. So it would be Raider ball, Aiden Kramer inbound the baseline. Doug Dorf wants a timeout, and we'll get Shea Hart up by 19. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
In today's world, we all want the best, even the best smile. A healthy, brilliant smile is a sign of good health and high self-esteem. With Dr. Chick James, your dental health provider in Falls City, you get the best, high-quality, family dentistry at an affordable price. From regular checkups to orthodontic services, Dr. James and his experienced staff offer complete dental care. Get the best smile around from the family dental office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Aiden Kramer and Sebastian Kramer now back in low, and a turnaround fall away, falling down is Sebastian Kramer. No good fouling with the rebound for the Irish. Off to Jacob Jordan up the floor against a couple of defenders. That's not an issue for the junior guard. Freshel to Jordan in the middle. Back to Freshel, down low in the corner to Bauman. Simon at the high post over to Jordan. Thought about it, didn't. Now bounce pass down for Simon. Taken away before it got to him. And it's Raider ball. On the right side, Benin. Caden Benin out top with it. Hudson Stout off the right side, Benin. Now give the ball to Kramer. Hudson Kramer into Sebastian. Turn, hit the bottom of the backboard, and a loose ball picked up by Bauman. Bauman to Jordan on the right side, down to Simon on the baseline. Back to Bauman, free throw line jumper, front end, no good. Rebound Sebastian Kramer, and here come the Raiders. Benini up the floor, how far did he walk? Well, they say he never had control of it. Shoots it, no good, rebound to Figner. I guess if you don't have control of it, you can just run all the way down the floor now. Okay, I understand. Off the right side to Figner, he was juggling the basketball. And he took a good four steps with it. Now off the right side of the ball, never hit the ground. Middle to Jordan from Kreschel. Oh, it won't go. Rebound to Sebastian Kramer. He'll get it to Brown. 2:50 to go. And a pass stolen by Kreschel. All the way in, over the top, from the front, up and good. Kreschel in double figures. 10 in the game, 6 and a quarter for the junior guard. The Irish are up now by 33-12. It's steal by Simon. Throws it ahead. It's fresh off the layup. The other end again. And the Irish are now up by 23. 2:25 to play in the third quarter. I would hate to be in this gym in a full house. It's an exciting game. A drive and a foul on the Irish. You're going to call out on Jacob Jordan. That's his third foul. He and Nocco are three apiece. This place is extremely noisy. It's a really nice gym. But it's not that full. And, I mean, it is loud. You can probably hear it. Devin Keith into the ball game for the Irish, along with Sam Dunn now. Jordan stays in. I hear the three-point shot up. No good by Stout. Rebound to Figner. And he got fouled across the face by Bonini. Caden Benini wants it off to steal that ball from him. That didn't work. That's the first foul this half on Medicine Valley. They only committed one the first half. Figner into Jordan, directing traffic. Back to Figner in the middle. Against the pressure, it's not real hard pressure. They're just backing up 3 or 4 feet in front of the Irish defenders as I'm offensive player to slow them down. Jordan on the left side. Doug Bulls hauling out of play. Jordan, top, left side, going now over the left side to Keithley. And now Simon back out to Dunn. Left side, Keithley thought about it, didn't fire the ball in. Dunn on the right side, and now back to Keithley again. Moves, baseline, pull up, pull through. Too strong, rebound to Dunn. Dunn out to Jordan. Jacob out top, guarded by Benini. Skip it over to Dunn, back to Jordan, top of the key, back to Dunn on the right side. Left side, Keithley against a 2-1-2 defense. Simon down underneath. Figner drives off balance, throws it up backwards. I don't think that's normally in the playbook. Rebound to the Raiders, coming off the floor. Figner had his back to the basket, threw it up over his head, about 5 feet away. Here's a shot up by Benigni, no good. An offensive rebound, a foul by Hayden Kramer. And now it's 35-14. And over and back against the Irish. The pass went to Sam Dunn. He had his right foot in front court, caught the ball front court. His left foot was in the air when it came down, it was back court. So it's over and back, and it is Raider ball. 45 seconds left in the quarter, a 21-point advantage for the Irish. And they try to throw it over the top, and Drew Simon says, thank you very much, I'll take it. They'll give it to Jordan. Jordan walking it up the floor, cross court to Keithley. Back to Jordan. The Irish spread it out. 26 on the clock. They'll be content to play catch and get a final shot as the clock runs. Precious time going off the clock for the Raiders. 16 seconds, down 21 points. They've been in the zone the whole game. And now 9 on the clock. Jordan to Keithley. Back to Jordan. 6 on the clock. Free throw line down the lane out to Fager. Out to the top to Dunn for 3. Got it. Sam Dunn with a triple at the buzzer. And the Irish are up at the end of 3, 38-14. Back in 1 minute on KTMC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
I was just adding up the points they're averaging for the 6 players that played in the game so far for the Raiders, which is about 52 a game. Every 3 quarters, they scored 14. That's good defense. And there's another knockaway by Jordan. Ends up in the hands of Jake Preschel. Jake Jordan up the left side. Moving to the left, pulls up, knees up. Gets away to Krigner. The Irish have the starting 5. No, they don't. Dunn's in the ball game right now. Place of Bowman. Jordan off the right side. Sam Dunn. Knock deal. At the free throw line. To Fignor. Back to Jordan. And the Irish are just taking turns game by game. Here's a throw up. Jordan can't get a rebound pressure. Man, he was way up there. Tried to tip it back up. It wouldn't go in, but what a heck of an effort. He'll be at the line. This is going to be only free throw attempts number 3 and 4 for the Irish. They missed 2 in the first quarter and have not been back to the line. Foul on Joe Brown, his first. Second foul of the quarter, or second of the half, third of the game against the Raiders. Fresh left line, good, as 13, leading all scorers in the ball game. Bonini is out into the game. Lane Lenz from Medicine Valley. 7:17 to go, and the free throw is good for Jay Fresh. The lead is now 26. Biggest lead ball game for the Irish. Joe Brown guarded Quiddle aggressively by Dunn. Now back up top, Sebastian Kramer over on the right side to Brown. The top stolen away by Preschel. All the way, left hand layup. It is good. It would have been goaltending anyway as it reached into the net. This is just the kind of ball playing I expected from Preschel. We watched him a lot the last year playing JV ball. And he just lives off steals and layups. And he has done that so well today. Here's a lob across Sebastian Kramer. He drives. He shoots. Fignor got him on the wrist. No doubt about that one. Arnoctico, excuse me, Brogan picks up his 4th foul. So, Brogan having a tough day. He's done a good job on the board, but he's got 2 points and 4 fouls on the ball game. at the line. Free throw up, around the rim, no good by Sebastian Kramer. He's got two. Dunn is out. Keithley is in. Noctigal will sit, and Bauman back in for the Irish now. So thanks to all the sponsors that make these broadcasts possible. We can't do it without them. We sure appreciate their sponsorship of the high school basketball games. Free throw up and got it. And it will be Figner inbound to Jordan up the floor at midcourt. They pick him up. Now to Figner. 42-15, City Arc, 6.5 to play. To the middle we go. Freshel off the right side to Jordan. Now the Raiders switch up to a man-to-man defense. And a pass knocked away. It's tipped. It goes to Freshel. Puts it up. No. Keithley tried to catch it and shoot it back up. And it's tipped out of bounds away from him by Hayden Kramer. So Jacob Jordan will inbound from the baseline. And now Jordan looking, looking. Oh, Figner broke to the bucket. Nobody went with him. Lay it up and in. A dozen for Figner, another assist for Jordan, and it's 44-15. Backing in and blocked by Figner as a shot put up by Hayden Kramer. He recovers it over the left side to Brown, and Freshel just about got him, but he got some wrist that time, and that's the first foul of all game on Jake Freshel. And another D2 score tonight early on, another early ball game. Get to here in a minute. Inbound the ball. Now out top, Sebastian Kramer. Back over on the right side. Hayden Hudson Stout. Inside, up, and no good with a foul as Hayden Kramer gets to the right block. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Wynot was up 20-18 at halftime in their game. On an 11-0 run in the half, so they were down there at one point. Free throw is up and no good. Why not? In the boys' district, let's see where they at here. They are the number 6-8. Free throw up and good, one out of two. And Simon in for Bowden. So why not? Number 6-8, number 7 ranked, leading Wallace by 10 in that ball game. Simon will trigger it into fresh on the right side. He'll move to the middle with the dribble around Brown all the way. Then he stepped in front, and he finally, they meet him at the rim, and they get the ball blocked from the side. Here come the Raiders, 5.8 to go, down by a gob and a bunch. Brown on the right side against the Irish man-to-man defense. Give the ball right back to Brown for three, blocked by Freshel. Picked out of the air by Figner. Figner will bring it to the front. He'll slide it forward to Keithley. And now back out to Jordan. Jacob Jordan backing in. Now moves to the left side. Down the lane he goes. High up in the air. Won't go. Jordan ends up on the deck. Now up the floor come the Raiders with 4:53 to go. Sebastian Kramer underneath. Shot up, no good by Hayden Kramer. And the rebound taken down by Keithley for the Irish. Ahead to Jordan across the paint. Over it goes to Freshel, and Jake Gold's called timeout in the midst of all that. Staying on 44-16 the lead. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now they are reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders, completely redesigned from the ground up. R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Designed to tackle everything from your everyday work to your toughest challenges, R-Series is the revolution your work demands. Experience unmatched power and performances firsthand. Call MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City to learn more today. That's MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we are back to live action here. The timeout called by Sacred Heart. 4:39 to go in this contest. Sacred Heart with a commanding 44-16 lead. So the Irish break the huddle. Simon, Jordan, Figner and Freshel in there for the Irish right now. We'll have Irish college girls state tournament coverage on Sunny 101.3 this week. And also Sterling lobbed into Figner, goes around the defender and scoops with the right hand for two more. He's got 14 in the ballgame now. 46-16, a 30-point lead, the biggest of the ball game for Sacred Heart. 4:23 to go, and a lob inside to Lenz. Knocked away, caught, shot, and blocked. Simon with the block on Hudson Stout. And here come the Irish to the front with Jake Freshall handling the basketball. Right side to Jordan at the 4:05 mark, and a lob into Figner. Catches it, shoots it, and scores it. 16 for Figner, 6 in the quarter. Irish up by 32 now. To the front, off the left side, back out to the top, now to Brown. Brown on the right side, gives the ball up and drives it in. Fallaway jumper is up, it's no good. Keithley, the rebound, comes down, gets the ball away, rolls over like he might be dinged up a little bit, but he's up and running up the floor now. That shot put up by Hudson Stout. Keithley with another rebound. And now Jordan in the paint, down the lane, out to Freshall on the left wing, thought about a long, didn't take it. 3:25, he sees a crack, a wide open space to the basket, and that time a little too strong, hit the back of the rim and came out. To the front court we come, Hayden Kramer drives, shoots, no. Rebound, Jacob Jordan pushes it forward to Figner, here he comes, and he gets up on the rim, and he got fouled. Did not make the dunk. The foul will be on the Raiders on the breakaway. That foul will go on Sebastian Kramer, his second. Third foul of the half on the Raiders. Figner picks up something, hands to the official. He takes it over and throws it down on the baseline. So Figner shoots the free throws here. First trip to the line tonight for the Irish senior. 16 points in the ballgame, right on the season average. It's up, it's off the back, no good. Some young fan for the Raiders will take credit for that miss, and she screamed at him from across the gym. Lenz will check out for the Raiders. Lane Lenz, a junior. Figner, ready. Up, and good. 17 in the ballgame now. Figner checking out with 3:05 to go with 17 points. Knock to go back into the ball game. All right, the ball comes in to Hayden Kramer. Right now 11 points under his scoring average on the season. Brown with it. Now out to Sebastian Kramer. Inside, and Joe Seinel, another block. The ball ends up in the hands. Hayden Kramer again, he is able to get it on the follow. 49-18. At the other end, knock to go into Simon. Spins around, gets inside the left block, and up and good for the freshman. 51-18. The Irish by 33, the 220 mark of the ball game. Here's a throw into the middle, knocked away by Simon as they try to get it in to Hayden Kramer. Jacob Jordan up the floor. He's about done. All the starters are about done for the Irish. Doug Wills getting them lined up on the bench. Over to Sam Dunn now. Back to the top to Simon. Joe to Jordan. Jacob for three, and he missed. He missed about as bad as somebody else earlier. So Jacob will check out the left. I'll tell you what, he only had 6 points tonight. He might have had that many or more assists in the ball game and maybe that many steals or at least knockaways. 51-18, Sacred Heart. Keithley, Simon, also going in now. James Freshall, Dunn, knocked the goal, and Keithley in there. Driving down, shooting off the glass, no good. Ball be the Raiders. Simon with the rebound, his fourth, and now up the floor, Dunn, down in the corner, shot up, too strong. Keithley the rebound off the miss by James Freshall. I got Keithley for 5 rebounds of the ball game. 1:25 to go now. Knocked to go. Had it knocked loose. Recovers it. Gives it to Keithley. The Raiders now have a man-to-man defense. Go in to Knockville. Knocked away. He got it back. He shoots. Short off the rim. The rebound and the push away up the floor and a layup at the other end is up and good for Hudson Stout. I've got him for 7 in the game now. Just 60 seconds to go. The Irish are going to Lincoln for the 4th straight year, trying to make it 3 out of 4 if they could get that done this year. That's going to be a tough, tough job for whoever wins D2 this year. Off the floor, drive it in, knock the goal off the glass, up and good. He's got 4 dead goals, calls timeout. He's got players he wants to put in the ball game. So into the game comes Jack Stiles for the Irish. Gunn stays in. Here comes Derek Schwann off the Irish bench. Zach Keithley coming into the ball game for the Irish. Pressel was in there. That's James. Here comes Riley Nelson into the contest. And now the subs start in for the Raiders. Figner with 17 to lead the way tonight. Pressel with 16 for Sagan. Hart just past the top of the hour. This is AM 1230 KDNC, Falls City, and Auburn. Inbounding will be Cameron Benini. He'll get the ball into Austin Robley. Robley up the front of the left-hand dribble. Pass tipped away, out of bounds, off the hand of James Fresh with 37 seconds to go. All right, take the ball down low to Kellen Cole. He'll lob it inside, and it's knocked away by Zach Keithley. Well, these players, the Irish, like Keithley, if they get a little more practice in and a little weight room work, the shot up no good. And Clayton Valheisen, follow-up or two, the Irish are going to be a big, powerful team next year. Off the floor with the basketball, Nelson with 18 seconds on the clock. Backing up, now moving forward. Left side to Keithley. Looking underneath. Now back out to the top to James Freshel. Pass the middle. Keithley recovers the loose ball. 4 on the clock. Drive up with the Irish and back out top. A 3-pointer at the buzzer. No good by James Freshel. Your final. Sacred Heart going to state. 53-22. Your final score. The Irish score 15 in each of the third and fourth quarters. The biggest scoring output of the night in a quarter for Medicine Valley was the fourth quarter when they got a 53-22 year final. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
I'm Andy Armbruster, and I have a lot of great reasons for you to bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep vehicle to Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City for service. Our factory-trained technicians have the tools and experience to protect your investment. And we understand your busy schedule, so for your convenience, we'll pick up and deliver your vehicle. So for your next service or repair, bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep to Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to Hampton High School. We're at halftime. Our game is over. I'm sorry. Our score, final 53-22. Sacred Heart with the win and a ticket to the state tournament a week from Wednesday for the Irish boys. Radio lane for City Heart tonight, Jack Figner with 17 points. He had 7 of those in the fourth quarter tonight. That included a couple of three-pointers. Jake Freshel had an excellent game tonight, 16 points for Freshel. Jacob Jordan had 6 points. He had a nice defensive night and a terrific night pass to the ball and picking up assists in the ball game tonight for the Irish. After that, it is 5 points for Evan Keithley off the bench, 3 for Sam Dunn. 2 points for Joe Simon. He had tonight rebounding and getting block shots. And also tonight for the Irish, 4 points for Brogan Knock to go Brogan with the 4 points in the ball game, but he had a little bit of foul trouble. But still, a good game on the board tonight for the Irish juniors. They are just 3 out of 6 tonight at the free throw line. For Medicine Valley, they are led by Hayden Kramer. He's their leading scorer on the season at 18.5 a game. He was held to just 9 points tonight. 7 for Hudson Stout in the ball game. 3 points for Sebastian Kramer. 2 points for Clayton Valdehuizen, then the last buck of the ball game. And Caden Bonini also had 1 point tonight for the Medicine Valley Raiders. They finished the year 14-9. Sage Hart improves their season record to 17-7. And again, a trip to the state tournament coming up for the Irish a week from Wednesday. Right now, you can switch over to Sunny 101.3. If you like basketball, the Auburn Bulldogs are playing Boone Central tonight in a Class C1 district final tonight. Up at Cree High School, Randy Couture has got that action for you. Tomorrow night over on Sunny 101.3, I'll have Mound City Boys taking on the Stanbury Bulldogs on Sunny at 6 o'clock. Then Wednesday, it's girls' state tournament action from Lincoln. Out at North Shore High School, it will be the Fall City Sailor Irish at 4 o'clock. And they will be in action again at 4 o'clock. And Sterling will follow them at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning. Then we'll see what transpires from there. So that is going to wrap it up here. Sagan Hart 17-7 now headed to the state tournament. They get the win tonight. 53-22, your final score over the Medicine Valley Raiders. For our studio engineer, Aaron Wilson, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody.